Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman here to have another tiny talk or quick talk, one of our 10-minute segments. And we have a lot to catch up on because since we last talked, I've had some meetings with some parent, teacher, student groups. I've also been to Detroit to teach business analysis. And then back to Atlanta to attend the two-day MogulCon that took place December 2nd and 3rd here in Atlanta and was hosted by Felicia Phillips, who's known as the Pink Mogul. And it was a phenomenal event. I really encourage you to go out to our social media pages and check out all of the posting and the quotes just so you can kind of get a feel, an impression of that event. Even though you're getting it secondhand, I think that you'll see that it was a quality event, a lot of insight, inspiration, and I dare say it'll reinforce many of our tiny talks and the fact that these were living testimony, living moguls up on the stage. And they're saying the same things and the same tips that we're giving you. So you'll just get reinforcement that there are certain key things about being authentic, being consistent, and just being tenacious. So that's just a tip of the iceberg. I'll definitely be having several tiny talks around the whole MogulCon. But I'm just excited to share with you some of my discovery from my parent-teacher-student association meetings. And the fact of the matter is after talking with some teachers and doing kind of some activities with them, I learned, to my surprise, that what we're doing in school is teaching students to take tests. They continuously and constantly measured through testing. But testing actually is encouraging them to just memorize things. So I did some exercise to show teachers what things like critical thinking and design thinking and system thinking, analysis thinking is all about. In doing that, to my surprise, a lot of the teachers really struggled with that because even for them, the role as teacher is pretty regimented and they have maybe a couple of options and choices. But to some extent, even though you get different students and different personalities and things and of that nature make it very different, at the end of the day, the teacher's role can be very repetitive. So they're not only teaching the students for repetitive roles, they're in repetitive roles. So we came away from our conversation and workshop that I'm going to do some very specific workshops to help the teachers to teach different ways for students to think. So I'm very excited about that. But I just want to heed a warning. This is just one small school district that I'm going to be working with. But I just want to warn other parents that it's so important that you are aware that your students are being taught just to memorize things to take tests. And that's where some of the extracurricular activities that put them in a place where they're problem solving and creating solutions. You know, a lot of students, they get to an age where they just do not like math. And they feel like some of the, you know, algebra and geometry, and as you get up into calculus, they think, I'll never use this in the real world. And I myself was a math minor, so I can say I wasn't intimidated by math, but I still felt in a lot of ways I took some forms of math and the tests I had to take. How did that apply? Well, what I realized was that was their way of teaching us critical thinking at that time. Well, now we have other ways to teach critical thinking by making sure that it relates, it's relatable. That's what the courses that I teach to adults are. We have configured courses based on real-world projects, problem-solving that we do. And we have some that are fun and a little frivolous, you might say. And then we have others that relate to software that maybe you use and helping you see how someone went through the thinking and design process to come up with that solution, even for some of the mobile apps that you use on a regular basis or applications. So by day, when I talked about going up to Detroit and teaching B2T training, essential skills for business analysis, I'm teaching adults in corporate America how to think. I'm showing them critical thinking and design thinking and analytical thinking tools and techniques. And some of them are even struggling. You know, we talk about teaching an old dog a new trick, so to speak. So for years, if they've just been doing order taking or scribing and just taking notes and referring to those as the requirements for a solution, when in fact it takes more than just writing down somebody's wish list and creating a holistic solution in information technology. It takes more than that to build software and mobile apps or websites. So if we're teaching the adults this, then it's very scary because we're still using the same techniques and approach to these generations that are coming out of school. So now they're not equipped. So parents, this message is to parents. Tune in to the school's approach and you'll quickly understand what I mean by it's more about test taking and memorizing. Now, you might not be able to single-handedly change the school system. So while I'm going into some school districts and they're starting to invite us in to help teach the instructors and the teachers in the school system how to teach these techniques, as parents, grandparents, even aunts, uncles, godparents, get the young people an extracurricular activity that lets them do hands-on problem solving and solutioning. It could be fun activities, whether it's just hacking code or robotics. Doesn't mean that they're going to build robots for the rest of their life. Doesn't mean that they're going to go into IT. Doesn't mean they're going to be a mathematician or even an engineer. But it's teaching them critical thinking. And the bottom line is that critical thinking is going to be needed just as a minimum requirement for jobs of the future. That test-taking mentality and order-taking mentality is perfect when there were factories and assembly lines. And if you want, and if that's the area that you aspire to, the bottom line is that market is dwindling and the demand for that type of worker is dwindling. Furthermore, the thinking resources, those who have what we call knowledge workers, the decision makers, they're going to need those analytical, those critical, those strategic thinking skills. Now, furthermore, we have a generation that from day one, just right out from Jump Street, they want to be entrepreneurs. There is entrepreneur fever going on across our society in the U.S. Well, trust me, entrepreneurs need critical design, strategic problem solving, solution creation, mindset, and skills. And I'm just going to leave it at that and say, stay tuned as I continue to give you tiny talks that will give you step-by-step nuggets of how to start conditioning your mind to have the power to think critically, think strategically, how to break things apart, organize, dissect, and come up with complete, holistic solutions. All right, I've got to go. I've hit my 10-minute mark and maybe a minute over. So let that marinate, because we always say, listen, learn, leverage, and launch. Don't forget to act on it. Bye for now.